On the day of their departure, in a secure area of the Arakeen spaceport, Jessica and Gurney waited for the Imperial frigate to load. They were accompanied by a Kizaret escort that neither of them wanted. While waiting, Gurney set his balisette on his lap, though he did not play. In the tension of recent days, he had broken several of the old instrument's strings, but had not repaired them. "The air is too dry here, and music doesn't sound right. I'll fix it and play for you again when we get back home." Looking through a filtered plaz window of the terminal building, Jessica gazed at the huge citadel complex that encompassed a large portion of the city. Yes, she was sure that Paul had indeed charted a near impossible course through hazardous waters, but he had left so much unsettled in his wake, including the twins. "I can't stop thinking about the two babies we are leaving behind. Arrakis is their destiny, my lady, though I'm worried that under the influence of the Lady Aaliyah..." Glancing up, he shot to his feet and set the balisette aside with a jangle. The regent strode toward them from the main entrance of the terminal, followed by four haughty priestess Amazons in long white dresses. Their sandals clicked on the stone floor. Aaliyah stopped in front of Jessica and smiled. "I decided I could not let you go without saying goodbye after all, Mother. I'm glad, but surprised. I thought you were on retreat. And you are in retreat, going back to Caladan." Aaliyah's hauteur was forced, her voice showing faint but distinct tonal patterns of longing, a hair-fine hint of desperation. Jessica shook her head, answered in a mild voice, "Hardly a retreat. I have no reason to flee, and I am always available to you. As Imperial Regent, you have all the advisors you could wish for." She looked dismissively at the priestesses. "But I am your mother, and if ever you need me, if ever you require advice or just an understanding ear, I will help you." She softened her voice. "You're my daughter, as Paul was my son, and I will always love you both." The Amazon priestesses stepped over to Jessica's sealed wardrobe and began to inspect it, but Aaliyah brusquely waved the women away. She turned back to Jessica. "I understand that you have taken valuable artifacts with you, keepsakes of my father and my brother." Jessica stiffened. "A few personal articles, reminders of my husband and my son. I don't want them replicated to be sold as trinkets by vendors, whether or not they are authorized by the government." Wondering why Aaliyah would push back on such a trivial thing, Jessica was prepared to argue the point, though she didn't want her departure to end on a sour note. The young woman smiled enigmatically, dipped a hand into a pocket of her black Abba robe, and withdrew it, her fingers clenched in a tight fist.
"And there is one more thing that belongs with you on Caladan, Mother. Something that should never be copied for seekers of souvenirs."
She opened her fist, palm up, to reveal the hawk signet ring that Duke Leto had worn, and then Paul. The official ducal ring of House Atreides. Caught off guard, Jessica fought back a wash of emotions. She took the ring, turned it over in the light to examine it, saw the signs of wear and the mark of the engraver, all as she remembered. Aaliyah's voice was barely a whisper.
"It's real, Mother."
"I don't know what to say." Memories flooded over Jessica with the swiftness of an unexpected windstorm out on the sands.
"This pleases me very much. Only the two of us know how much you loved your noble duke."
Aaliyah's Fremen blue eyes glistened, and Jessica reached out and hugged her, the first time she'd done so in some time. Normally, Aaliyah would have pulled away, but not now.
I'm overwhelmed by this, by what you've done for me. Jessica tightened her grip around the priceless ring. Though the Imperial frigate was ready for boarding, Gurney waited in silence, giving Jessica all the time she needed. She continued to look into her daughter's face, measuring her, studying the spark of compassion she saw. She hoped it was more than a brief detour on Aaliyah's journey in an entirely different direction. I'll keep your offer in mind, Mother. Will you return here in a few years, perhaps? After all this turmoil has quieted? Jessica could only nod. In time, all things came back to Dune.